Welcome to tonight's Presidential Candidate Forum. I'm your host, Chris Long. I'm the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And joining me on the phone is Sadie Fields, the chairwoman of the Georgia Christian Alliance. And we're glad that you've joined us tonight. From all across America in the Christian Alliance chapters of Iowa, Michigan, Ohio, Alabama, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and throughout the country are listening in tonight on NewsTalkColumbus.com, and this is our presidential candidate forum. Tonight we have with us the Republican candidates for office for the presidency of the United States. First up will be Kansas Senator Sam Brownback, followed at 7:30 by former Ambassador Alan Keyes, and at 8 o'clock, former Senator of Tennessee Fred Thompson. But with us on the phone, I'd like to give a proper introduction to is Kansas Senator Sam Brownback. Mr. Brownback, welcome to tonight's Presidential Candidate Forum.
Well, it's a pleasure to join you. Thanks for hosting this forum, and I look forward to the discussion with the Christian Alliance chapters from all over the country. I'm right now in Iowa, traveling around the state, heading to Dubuque even tonight, and I look forward to the discussion with the rest of the chapters and people on the phone.
Well, very good, Senator, and we want to thank you for taking time to be with us tonight and to express your views on a number of social moral issues that are of great concern to values voters. One thing that we've noticed during the forum process is that some of the questions have not been direct to the candidates on their positions on social moral issues, and we're taking that opportunity tonight to allow each of the candidates to express their views on these issues. And we'll start right off with illegal immigration. Senator, what are in your views are of what is your views of illegal immigration and border security?
Well, to start right off on that, that's a topic that I've worked on a great deal. I think it's a very serious problem for the country. It's one where I have voted for securing the borders. I think it's important to get our borders secure. I also think it's key for us to be a nation of laws to be able to secure our borders. So I voted for the fence. I voted for funding for the fence. I would support that as president, and I would do that as president. There's an old Western saying about good fences make good neighbors, and I think that's going to be true and is true as well in our border security. But that's not going to be sufficient. You have to have worksite enforcement, and here I think you're seeing some of the starting of that. But you have people where their security number does not match up with the one that's sent in for the individual. That's just started. A federal judge put an injunction on that. I think that's something that should move forward. I'm opposed to illegal immigration. I do think that down the road with this enforcement that we should look at and that we should do a guest worker program. I think that's important for us to do. And here, I'm in an agricultural state in Iowa, and I'm from an agricultural state in Kansas. Just one quick data point on that particular issue. Right now, we allow in the country about 50,000 agricultural workers a year. The marketplace needs 500,000. It really causes a lot of people to do things illegally that should be done legally. And if we had a guest worker program that could work fairly simply and effectively, you could have people come here and work legally and with a legal status and then be able to return on to a home where they would like to live anyway. I think that's a key piece that's missing in the current immigration equation, and it's something that we need to have.
Very good. Senator Brownback, what would you do as president to deal with the estimated 18 to 20 million illegals already in the United States?
Yeah, I pretty well covered that for as far as the enforcement at the workplace. That's the key place to enforce it would be there. Also in the future on the guest worker program, where you can have people here instead of going into an illegal system like we're seeing taking place now, have people be here in a legal status, as I mentioned on the agricultural workers.
Very good. What, in your opinion, should be done with sanctuary cities that flaunt their disregard of violations of federal immigration laws?
And they shouldn't be allowed. This is violating the law. I understand some of the motivation that people have, that they view this as a compassionate answer. And, you know, certainly, person of faith, I have respect for that. But this is violating the law. It's violating a federal law. It shouldn't be encouraged. It shouldn't be allowed. And the federal laws on immigration should be enforced in those cities.
Very good. Co-hosting with me tonight and asking questions will be the chairwoman of the Georgia Christian Alliance, Sadie Fields. Sadie will ask the next question.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening, Senator Brownback. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and thanks for joining us.
Sure, Sadie. Pleasure to join you.
Well, good. Thank you. My question has to do with embryonic stem cell research. Recently, Congress has passed legislation that would expand embryonic stem cell research. President Bush has twice vetoed attempts by Congress to expand the use of human embryos for research. What is your position on embryonic stem cell research funding paid for with taxpayer dollars?
This memo now, and I think
Sadie, you may have followed some of my work on this topic. I've been opposed to embryonic stem cell research from the outset because we all started out as an embryo, and I believe every life is sacred. I believe it's sacred in the very beginning. I believe it's sacred to the very end, and no matter where it's located. So I think this is a bad way for us to go to research on young human life, no matter what its stage or what it looks like. There's more to the story even than that. Embryonic stem cell research is not working. It's not producing cures or results that we were promised so much. What is working is adult stem cell research and cord stem cell research. We've got over 70, and you heard that number right, 70 different human maladies being treated now in humans with cord blood stem cells. Much of that work going on overseas because they're not getting the support here in this country. So you've got a researcher from Chicago going to Brazil to do his juvenile diabetes work, where he has patients on as long as 3 years so far without insulin injections, being treated with their own stem cells, supported by the Brazilian government rather than by the United States government. I think we need to go with something that's working and that is ethically sound, that's adult and cord blood stem cells, and not embryonic stem cell research.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator Brownback, pertaining to the marriage issue, recently Judge Robert Hansen in Iowa struck down the state's Defense of Marriage Act. The following day, a Unitarian minister performed a ceremony marrying two homosexual men. What is your position on a federal marriage amendment?
Well, again, here you may have heard some of the work I've done already. I support a federal marriage amendment. I was one of the lead co-sponsors of the Federal Marriage Amendment. It went through my committee last year, the Constitution Subcommittee within the Judiciary. I think it's important that we declare in the country that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. But I don't think it's enough to just declare. I think we have to explain to people why is this important. The reason it's important is that we've honored marriage for a long period of time as a public good. A man and a woman, historically and today, is the best place to raise children, to raise the next generation. That's something we want to encourage as a public good. When you redefine marriage, when you really take some of the sacredness out of marriage, you drop down your marriage rates. That's happened in other countries. We've experimented with this, and this is a big social experiment to redefine marriage. So I support marriage. I support the federal constitutional amendment on marriage, and I support it because it's going to strengthen marriage in this country and have more people, more children, raised in a stable two-parent setting rather than reducing the number of children raised in a two-parent stable setting.
Very, very good. Sadie, you have the next question.
Yes, I do. Senator, what is your view on abortion?
Well, as I said earlier in the show, I believe that every life is sacred, it's beautiful, it's a child of a loving God, period. And with that view on life, I think we need to protect people. We need to protect from the very beginning to the very end. I am opposed to abortion, other than in cases of life of the mother being at stake, which is a very rare situation of happening, but where you have another life at stake. I can see that in that circumstance, but otherwise I'm opposed to abortion as taking an innocent human life.
Thank you, Senator. And as president, if elected, what type of judges would you nominate to serve on the circuit courts as well as on the U.S. Supreme Court?
A strict constructionist. I'm a recovering lawyer myself, so I have some experience here in this. This area, not in constitutional law. My practice wasn't nearly that elegant. But what I do know is that if we're going to be a rule of law nation, your Supreme Court needs to abide by the rule of law as well. And you need a court that's a court and not one that seeks to be a super legislative body or that wants to interpret the Constitution in any fashion they'd see fit. There are words on pieces of paper that make up the Constitution. Many of them are very clear of what the Constitution stands for. And I think we should have strict constructionists or people that apply the language of the Constitution as it is. And if people want to change the Constitution, fine. There's a process for that. Two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, and three-fourths of the states. It's not five people in robes sitting on a bench in Washington. That's how you remain a rule of law nation, is to respect your fundamental rule of law, which is the Constitution.
Thank you.
Very good. Senator, the next question pertains to the support for Israel, and we have received some questions that have been emailed in to us from our membership from across the country. This question is, Israel's a small nation surrounded by enemies who want to drive her into the sea. Why is it important for the U.S. to remain a staunch supporter of Israel, in your opinion?
Well, there's a number of reasons for that, and it's certainly the way I voted to have strong support for Israel. Israel's a democracy. It's an ally of the United States in a region we don't have a lot of allies. It is a staunch ally of the United States. And it also, I think you've got to look at the historical basis here. Israel, a nation dominated by people of the Jewish faith, has been in that region previously. It's been a group of people that have been persecuted in many places around the world. And I think, a place that we need to stand by and support. I put forward bills to declare Jerusalem as the undivided capital of Israel. I believe that we should support and work with Israel. Even saw a proposal recently to bring to look another way than to have a second state, a Palestinian state in the region, but instead look at having Israel and even involve the Jordanians in the West Bank rather than going towards a second state, a Palestinian state, where the early evidence of the Palestinians' ability to govern has not been promising, like we've seen taking place in the Gaza Strip.
Very good. Senator, the next question has to do with taxes. What would you do to control the runaway spending in Washington? Would you make the Bush tax cuts permanent?
I would make the Bush tax cuts permanent. I voted for the tax cuts the first time around. I pushed and supported them. And because of them, partially because of them, we've got a growing economy and a falling deficit. The deficit just announced for this year, a week or two ago, $161 billion. Way too high, but nearly $90 billion less than last year. And going south towards a balanced budget in 2010 if we don't expand too much federal spending. So spending is a key piece, but to balance the budget, you got to grow the economy. A key part of growth is keeping your taxes low and making those tax cuts permanent. On reducing spending, here we've got to change the system. One of the great failings of the Republican Congress was a continued growth in federal spending. What I think that proved was whoever's in control in Washington, the system's built to spend. We've got to change the system. So I'm proposing a different route as president. To take and have a BRAC-type commission, the Military Base Closing Commission, or some of you may remember the Grace Commission under Ronald Reagan, report annually or every other year, and then require Congress to vote on whether to eliminate the programs identified or keep them en bloc, total, so that you can have a regular culling process that actually regularly cleans out federal programs that aren't working. We've used this system with military bases to close military bases. We need to use this system with the rest of federal government to close down antiquated programs that are no longer working.
Very good. One other question, Senator. From 2000 to 2006, we had a pro-life, pro-traditional marriage president with like-minded majorities in Congress. In 2004, President Bush carried Ohio and ultimately won the election because of the support of our amendment to define marriage as a union between one man and one woman. Despite this, the federal marriage amendment didn't move, and we chipped about the edges with a ban on partial birth abortion. The reality is very little progress was made in Washington. What specifically would you do, especially now considering the new environment in D.C., to advance a conservative social agenda?
Well, you might, though, add to that list of accomplishments, though they were some minor ones, two new justices on the Supreme Court, and Alito and Roberts, who I think are two young oaks planted on the court. Those were major accomplishments. And I wouldn't be so dismissive of the partial birth abortion ban. You've seen a sea change in public opinion on abortion primarily because of that debate. It's the first limitations on abortion at the federal level that have passed since Roe versus Wade became the law of the land through the Supreme Court in 1973. But what I would do is continue to move forward on a life agenda, particularly on justices. That's the key issue, is to get that next deciding vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. And I want to be the president that appoints the justice that votes to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Very good. Thank you, Senator. And we'd like to ask you, please tell us why you are running for the presidency of the United States of America.
It's a tough road and a difficult task, but the reason I'm doing it is to rebuild the family, to renew the culture, revive the economy so that we can grow, we can prosper, and we can sustain ourselves in this long-term battle we're in with militant Islamists. That contains, in a nutshell, why I'm running. And it also contains the ways that I think we need to move forward. We've got to get back to the basics. Get the basics right. Basics of family. Standing for right from and standing for right and against wrong. Having a growing economy. We have to see this battle we're in with militant Islamists as it is. A generation-long fight that we're in. With people that seek to take over the world. And we've got to be very clear-minded about that. To do that, to sustain ourselves in that system, we've got to get the basics right. Family, of life, honoring faith. Those are key for us in moving forward in this time period we're in.
Well, Senator, thank you so much, and God bless you for your efforts, and thank you for joining the Christian Alliance chapters tonight and taking time out of your campaign schedule in Iowa to join us and to answer these questions. I think it was a great help to the listeners, and on behalf of Sadie Fields and myself, we'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you, Senator Brownback.
My pleasure to join you, and one final request I'd have is I hope you lift us all up in your prayers. We really need that, and I appreciate your fight for the basic values for the country. God bless you all.
Absolutely. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Well, you've just been listening to Senator Brownback, who called us from Iowa, where he is on the road campaigning. And we're going to be joined in a few minutes here after a commercial break by former Ambassador Alan Keyes, who recently joined the race for the presidency. He was in the Values Voters debate. He was also in the PBS debate that was held a couple weeks ago, and he's been on the campaign trail as well. He'll be joining us. And we're hoping that you're enjoying tonight, and this is a little different than some of the other debates, as you can see that we really head straight into the social moral issues. And again, the questions that we're interweaving tonight of those that have been forwarded to us by way of Christian Alliance members and people over the internet, and there's still time to do that before we conclude this evening. We're going to continue in a few minutes, again, with Alan Keyes, former ambassador, and you're listening to the Presidential Candidate Forum of the Christian Alliance chapters across America. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages.